Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7:05 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I am so sorry, but you know what? I was sitting at the computer. I was all logged in, and then I pulled out the plug in the back, and I thought, whoops! So I had to get down there. You got a little wire under there, because I was not on my little laptop there, and I was on the old-fashioned computer, and I had to plug it right back in. So I actually had to get all the way down on my knees to find that dang darn plug. But anyway, blame it on too much turkey stuff. Woo-woo! Or should I say gobble-gobble? Did everybody have a nice Thanksgiving? I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope your Thanksgiving was very thankful. And did you remember to say what you were so thankful for? I had a beautiful Thanksgiving, and I was at the home of Mr. Abdullah Hall, and I was there with his wonderful family and beautiful friends, some old friends and some new friends, and we had every type of food you could think of, and it was just a beautiful moment. And what I really like is that there were children there, and so anytime you have children, you always have another generation of traditions coming along, and you get to see the world from the eyes of the innocent, and then you get to just have fun and enjoy life. So what can I say? Okay, although Mr. Hall would not let me bring my little four-legged kids, but that's okay. As I'm going back next year, and I'm bringing my four-legged kids with me. Yes, I am. And how are my dogs doing? They're fat, and they're happy, and they're lazy, and they are brr. It's cold outside. Let me tell you, if you live in L.A. County, better get your coat on, because I'm telling you, it's a little chilly this morning. All right, did you catch a movie this weekend? You caught one of these top 10 movies. As they say, you were in the loop. No surprise here this week. And last week, The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, starring the gorgeous, talented Jennifer Lawrence. This weekend alone, remember these are just estimations, raked over $51 million. So if I'm wrong, I apologize now. And if I'm right, hey, hey, hey. And remember, all this is just a good estimation. Number two out this week, The Good Dinosaur. First week out, and you know, that one had a lot of hype, and everybody thought that was going to come in at number one. But how can The Good Dinosaur compete with The Hunger Games? No, The Good Dinosaur. Anyway, great kids movie there. That one made just about $40 million there. Number three, first week out, Creed. And, of course, now, if you are a Rocky fan and you remember Apollo Creed and you remember the Rocky movies and Sylvester Stallone, you know, what can I say? I mean, I remember watching Rocky 20 years ago. And when remember when Stallone first came out with Rocky, and then he had all the battles with, he had Dolph Lundgren, or Lundgren, whatever his name is, I don't care. But then he had Apollo Creed in there, played by, was it Carl Weathers? And I believe it was Carl Weathers. Oh, well, I'm sorry. And anyway, the legend continues, and now we have Creed. So anyway, just go see it. What can I say? Creed came in at number three, first week out, and that one made over $30 million. Number four, Spectre. Of course, that's the 007. James Bond film there. That one did very, very good. For that one, made over $12 million there. Number five, greatest movie of all time, the Peanuts movie. What can I say? That one made just about $10 million. Five this week, three last week. And how can you go wrong with old blockhead Charlie Brown? All right. Let's see. After the Peanuts movie, they had The Night Before. Anytime you start the title off with The Night Before, anyway, that one made a little bit over $8 million. Number seven, The Secret in Their Eyes, 2015. That one made a little bit over $4.5 million there. Number eight, Spotlight made just about $5 million. Brooklyn came in at number nine. That one made just about $4 million there. And number 10, The Martian, and that one made just about $4 million there. So what can I say? All right, moving on to some let's see. Should we do a little bit of Hollywood gossip? I think we should do a little bit of fun, happy Hollywood gossip. Well, number one, IT and his gorgeous wife. Oh, my goodness, she is so pretty. Her name is Coco. I remember they had their own reality show. Maybe it's still on. I don't know. Anyway, they had their first baby together, and I think that is so great there. So congratulations to IT and his beautiful wife there. Now, they had a baby girl, so I think that's, you know, really, really precious. Of course, you know, girls are so precious. Boys are precious, too. But I'm a girl, so girls are more precious. Nah, that's not true. Maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, I saw Ice-T years ago when he came to the House of Blues. We bought tickets to go see James Brown. And for whatever reasons, at that time, James Brown canceled. So they said everybody was going to have Ice-T. Tell me, you want to stay, you stay. If you want to leave, you can get your money back. So I was doing the most complaining, but we decided to stay to see Mr. Ice-T. Well, when he came out on stage, he said, I'm sorry, something to the effect, I'm sorry, James Brown isn't here. I'm going to try to do my best, okay? And it came out in this long fur coat. I'm not advocating the fur coat, but I'm just saying that's what he came out in. Honey, Ice-T, a little band hit that first beat, and Ice-T rocked that house out. He rocked that house out, old school style. And at that time, he had a son from a previous relationship, and his son came out there, and his son rocked it with him, and he was sincere. He was kind. He was nice. He was very complimentary to the audience, very giving to the audience, and he was an all-around, really cool, nice guy. And you know what? He's always working. He does things his way, so you know what? I like Ice-T because I think he's a man's man. You go, Ice-T, and congratulations to you and your gorgeous wife on your baby. And actress Anne Hathaway, she's got a little bun in the other two. She's gorgeous also, so this will be her first child. So congratulations to everybody with the baby thing going on right here. Okay, now moving on to some coffee chatter information. Well, last Monday, we delivered our socks to the Los Angeles Mission, and what can I say? It was great. We had Michael Gavino show up. We had Cheryl Gordon. We had Abdullah Hall. We had Tina Resnick from the L.A. Mission there, and we delivered our 844 and a half pair of socks because we had one pair of socks that only had one sock. So I don't know where the other one is, but maybe the L.A. Mission has an extra sock that they can match it up with. Okay, but our goal was 500 pair of socks, and we ended up with 844 and a half pair of donated socks. And I'd just like to say thank you to so many people for giving us those socks. Again, Abdullah Hall and Michael Robinson, Yvonne Folk, Cheryl Gordon, Michael Gavino. I'm hoping that I get everybody's name in there that helped contribute to getting these socks delivered to the LA Mission. Shirley Cooper, Millicent Burnett, Pat Clark, Mr. Chafers, Dallas Cologne, Paramount Studios, what can I say? Yvonne Folk, thank you so much for helping us get these socks together. And we had socks coming in, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So it's going to be that annual coffee chatter event. Our Sock It To Me campaign will kick up again in 2016. Again, thank you so much, everybody. And we'll have the new photos and the new website up by Saturday at 10 a.m. Why Saturday? Because it's when the man comes in to fix the photos. Okay. So anyway, so I want to say much love and peace to everybody. Make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. Be kind. Give a positive word. Say something nice. Grab yourself your favorite cup of coffee. And what can I say? Grab yourself your favorite cup of coffee, chatter, and relax with us next Monday morning. And be kind. Be nice. Tell somebody they look good. Tell somebody that little ugly, skinny, silly looking mutt looks cute and watch that owner smile. I know I do. And what can I say? You know what? Don't forget the Sam Simon Foundation. If you need to get your animals spayed and neutered, they may be able to help you. I said they may be able to help you. Don't forget Actors and Others for Animals. They may be able to help you. Check around out there. Call your local vet. There's really a lot of low-cost spay and neutering and microchip programs all across the state. So check with your local vet, you know, or look online and see if you can get some help for the little animals. It's cold out there, so make sure you wrap the little kids up. Be nice, okay? Be nice. You want the world to be a better place? Then look in the mirror and say, I can help make a change. 1 second, one lead, 1 minute at a time. Much love, people. This is Lynn Burnett, and I'll talk to you next Monday morning. 7:15, get your groove on. Bye-bye.